A global center of high tech, San Francisco, has just become the first U.S. city to completely ban the use of facial recognition technology by city agencies and the police. Here's San Francisco Supervisor Aaron Peskin, who sponsored the bill to ban the technology.
For me personally, I think of this as the difference between wanting safe and secure communities on the one hand and not wanting a surveillance state on the other, and this legislation attempts to find and achieve that balance.
Joining us now from San Francisco is Rachel Miro, who covers Silicon Valley for KQED. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Jeremy.
So the Board of Supervisors voted 8-1 to ban facial recognition technology. As we heard, supporters of the bill don't want a surveillance state. Why else are they asking for a ban?
Well, it's exactly that. I think also to draw a line in the sand or to make a big noise about the fact that facial recognition technology is rolling out across the country, across the globe, really. And we aren't having a lot of public discussions about how and why and where that should happen.
Well, have the police or other organizations pushed back against this ban in San Francisco?
Well, you know, both the police department and the sheriff's department here say that they have not used facial recognition technology yet. And they have expressed concern about the ban, which I should mention is part of a larger ordinance that doesn't ban other forms of surveillance technology, like Aaron Peskin seems to be talking about. With those, basically, the city is going to require that there is a publicly vetted policy for the use of every form of software adopted by any city agency, not just law enforcement.
But you're saying at this point they weren't using it anyway in the police.
Well, yeah, not facial recognition software per se. But I should mention as well, you know, San Francisco has a lot of federal agencies that are using this software. Mm-hmm. If I, you know, fly to Boston from San Francisco International Airport, I'm going to be, you know, tagged and tracked by this some form of federal agency looking at my face and then attempting to match it in their database.
I mean, the technology, yes, it may be everywhere, but it is so new that we have to figure out the words we have to use to describe it. Tagged
exactly,
and tracked.
Right?
I hadn't even heard of that before. Now, there are also concerns about facial recognition technology and some of the flaws that exist in the technology. What are some of the concerns about the accuracy of it?
Well, let's think about the way that, you know, machine learning, artificial intelligence works. It works off a set of data, right? So we talked about my face being matched, you know, by comparing an image today with an image or a whole, you know, millions of images that might exist in a certain database. If the initial training data, as it's called, skews white and male, you're going to have a problem with people who are not white and male, and the farther away you get, the more the problems exist. Independent researchers, for instance, looking at Amazon software, have found that there's a really big match problem, for instance, when it comes to African-American women. And when you're talking about law enforcement, you know, with the power of life and death over civilians, being able to use this software, bad decisions could be made based on bad data.
Now, as you said, this is part of a larger policy push in San Francisco to control what kind of surveillance technology is used in the city. Tell us more about the bigger picture here of what people are trying to do.
Well, you know, a lot of people are having this conversation right now. Oakland could be within weeks, if not months, of considering a similar measure. I believe over in your neck of the woods, Somerville in Massachusetts is considering something. Congress is considering something. The California State Legislature is looking into facial recognition software, particularly as it relates to body cameras on law enforcement officers. So we're all sort of globally having this conversation. To what extent do we want to feel, like Aaron Peskin says, that we're in a surveillance state? You know, are the benefits worth the risks?
Well, how are people there, though, in San Francisco? This is, as we said, one of the global centers for high tech. And how are people feeling about the fact that this ban just happened?
Well, bear in mind, there's still one more vote, although I believe the vote yesterday was 8-1, so it's likely that this ordinance is going to go through. You know, we don't have any polling yet. I could only give you anecdotal information. I think there's some concern about the idea that it is a ban versus, you know, the kind of process that San Francisco is looking to enforce on other forms of surveillance technology. And as I say, you know, it feels like a token gesture, at least to me, because there are so many federal agencies already using this kind of software.
Yeah, we just spoke with a woman the other day who was upset because she was boarding an international JetBlue flight and found that they were using facial recognition to let her board that flight instead of having her use a boarding pass. And she was mad because JetBlue never asked her if that was okay with her, but they were using government data in order to allow that to happen. Rachel Miro, who covers Silicon Valley for KQED in San Francisco, thank you.
Thank you.